Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Here's your I Feel Good story right now at 995 QYK. It's about a waitress who received the tip of a lifetime.
Well, we all know that the coronavirus has been especially hard on restaurant servers. And this girl, Lisa Malay, she had been working her tail off at the Empire Diner. She's had to take an Uber to work every single day. She's had absolutely no money, and it's been really stressful on her.
It's really been a struggle. I mean, I was off from March until June. It was hard. It was very challenging. Being a single mother with two kids, you know, and I have my own house, and I'm just paying the bills, trying to get everything right, you know, keep everybody happy. It's a blessing. They blessed me.
Now, who blessed her?
Two regular customers that come into her restaurant a lot. They're like family to her. They've even invited her to their home. They gave her their 2006 Nissan Altima as a tip for their Sunday meal.
Wow. That is cool.
A car.
So would that be 20%?
A little bit more.
Yeah, I think so, right? I believe.
I mean, that what is a so cool. generous thing for something to do. I mean, we've all have cars. We're like, well, I could, you know, get a couple of grand for right. it. But think about it. These two people gave it to a waitress that really, really needed it. So now she doesn't have to take an Uber to work every day.
Those regulars, man, that is so cool that they recognized that and went above and beyond to do that and did it in a special way. So that's all. I love that. I love hearing when people do miraculous things like that. And just, you never know what you can do to change someone's life. That's going to be a life changer for sure.
Yeah, just by instead of selling your car and getting a couple hundred bucks or $1,000 for it, you can give it to somebody who really, really needs it. So good for them.
There's our I Feel Good story. And by the way, if Lana ever offers you a car,
don't take that car.
Do not take that car. And the one before it, the Pinto she had, don't take that car either. Lana, you are forbidden to gift anybody a car.
Don't buy my Jeep.
I love that. All right, coming up, your morning motivation is 7:05 and a brand new 7:15 second date update. Here's Jordan Davis. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Lana's got your morning motivation.
20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the ones you did do.
No regrets. Looking back, they always say hindsight is 20/20. I don't know if 20/20 is now the phrase to use, but when it comes to eyesight, I understand. That is a really good thing, because if you don't take chances,
right?
Think about it. You know, a lot of country artists say, hey, I almost went home.
Right.
I had a lot of no's, and I almost packed it up, and then something happened. I just got a deal.
I think a lot of us have had a lot of no's in our life, and we just kept pushing forward. If
I didn't move across the country here to Florida, would have never experienced what I've experienced in the last 7 years.
And it's been the best, because it's been with me.
No. Okay, it has. We'll give it to you. All right, coming up, brand new 7:15 second date update. Here's Brett Young, Catch on 995 QYK.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, brand new 7:15 second date update. It is JR, Lana, and Kevin here on 99.5 QYK. Today we had Elizabeth reach out to us on email, QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
We're good. We're going to try to make your day a little bit better. Try to get you a second date with this guy, Trevor, it says in this email. So tell us how you met Trevor, what you guys do on your date, and what is up?
Well, we actually met through a coworker. I actually saw a picture of this gathering on my coworker's desk. I was like, ooh, who's that guy? She's like, oh my gosh, he's single. Blah, blah. So she set us up. We went out to eat at Outback, and it was awesome. We really hit it off, I thought. I mean, we had so much in common. We had something to talk about the whole time. There were no awkward pauses or anything like that. And, you know, we texted after the date, and then all of a sudden, he just stopped texting me, and there has been, like, no response in a week, and I just want to know why.
Well, the fact that you guys texted after the date, I always like to say this, like, obviously the date went okay.
Right.
Unless he's faking it.
Yeah.
I mean, did you only text, like, right that night after the date, or did you guys text, like, the next day at all, or the day after?
No, we texted for, like, a couple of days after the date, but then, you know, it just kind of nothing.
Sounds like something happened after the date and during those texts. Anything weird on the texts?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay.
All right. Just didn't know if there was anything in there that might have offended somebody or, you know, it got too serious, anything like that?
No.
All right.
No, I thought it was pretty normal.
All right.
So, I mean, I just can't imagine why he would go to me like that.
Okay, we're going to see what's going on. We're going to try to get a hold of Trevor. Can you hang on for me, Elizabeth?
Sure.
All right, hang on. Elizabeth, this morning in the 7:15 second date updates, JR, Lana, and Kevin, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So here is the deal. Elizabeth met Trevor through a coworker, saw a picture of him, like a group photo of him, and said, hey, who's that guy? And she said, oh, her coworker goes, oh, he's single. And they went on a date to Outback, which Kevin approves of.
Oh, 100%.
Because he loves Outback.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to see what's going on now because Trevor texted her after the date, like a couple days afterwards. So I think the date went all right.
Date went good.
But now he's gone. So she doesn't know what's going on. We're going to try to call him right now and see if we can get some answers.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Trevor?
This is him. May I ask who's calling?
Hey, Trevor. This is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 99.5 QYK.
What?
Yep.
No.
This is us. JR, Lana, and Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why are you on my phone?
Yeah. Well, you're also on the radio as well. I want to see if we could talk to you real quick, Trevor, about this date you recently went on with Elizabeth. Would that be all right?
Oh, sure.
Well, Trevor, what's going on? I thought it sounded like you guys had a really good date, and you guys were texting after the date. She said you guys went to Outback, everything was perfect, and you guys had been texting back and forth for a few days, and then all of a sudden, like, you're gone.
Yeah, because it got weird. We talked a little bit afterwards, but then one day I go to my meeting, I turn my phone off. I turn my phone back on a few hours later, and she has not only texted me, I don't know, 30 times, but she has reached out to my mom and my sister on Facebook to find out where I was. And now she's on the radio getting you to call me. So it's all very weird.
So your mom called you and was like, who is this person? How'd that work?
Yeah, the next morning, I usually do breakfast with my parents on the weekend. So the next morning, I go to my parents' house, and there, my mom and sister are there, and they're like, hey, so yesterday we got messages from some random girl who says that you went on a date with her and that she'd really like to get to know us and was wondering where you are. And I don't know what to think about this. It all seems a little off to me.
Yeah.
This is like a long
nerve. Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Did your mom respond to her?
My mom didn't respond. No, my poor mom. She's an older lady. She saw that that Elizabeth is wearing like a lab coat in her picture. So now she thinks Elizabeth is a doctor, and she's happy that I'm dating a doctor. I don't have the heart to tell her.
Yeah, well, I got to tell her at some point.
Yeah.
Trevor, we actually have Elizabeth on the phone with us, and I would agree with you that that is a lot really quick. But maybe Elizabeth has a good explanation. Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So you reached out to his mom and his sister on Facebook, or what?
Well, yeah, I did, because he wasn't getting back to me, so, you know, I was worried about him, like, you know, something going on or whatever. And, you know, it just seemed like the natural thing to do. I mean,
natural?
It's like, you know, why not introduce myself, you know?
I was going to say, do you think that maybe it would have been my decision? Like, it's my family, and maybe I should have been the one to determine when we get to meet them together.
Well,
you don't think that's maybe crossing the line?
It's no big deal. It's social media. I mean, they comment on your posts, and, you know, I saw it, and I was like, oh, that must be his mom. I'll just check and see if there's something going on, like if there's something wrong.
So basically you're stalking this guy on social media.
I don't know if I'm going to use that.
Something. We went on one date together. Why are you so concerned that you're reaching out to my family and blowing up my phone with text messages? And, like, it comes off as more than a little crazy. I got to be honest.
It's just a lot, I think, Elizabeth. I mean, I understand that if you're really worried about his well-being, I get that. But to blow him up as many texts as you did, you know, when he was in a meeting, and then reaching out to his sister and mom, I feel like that's just kind of a little bit too personal, too quick. Can you kind of see that?
You know what? I don't think, you know, it's social media. It's like if you're at a party, only it's online. So his mom happened to be at the party. So I said, hey, you know, is there anything going on with him? Is he okay? I don't think that's crazy at all.
Okay.
I think
you asked where I was. Let's not leave that out. This is kind of a turnoff.
Normally, you know, guys like girls with confidence, and I had the confidence to go and say hey to your mom and your sister, and, you know, I think we got along really well.
You might have, but now I have to explain to them why I'm on the radio talking to a woman that I went out with one time, trying to explain to her that I don't know her from anybody else.
And you said that your sister and mom did not respond, right?
My mom didn't respond. My sister was like, who is this? Who are you? She said that she talked a little bit.
Oh, okay. Let me ask this, Trevor. Is this a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Well, Elizabeth, you have some answers now. It just felt like it was a little strong for Trevor. And maybe tone that back a little bit in the future or do what you do. I mean, Kevin's been very quiet during this whole second date update. Do you have any advice for her?
I agree. You're definitely a caring person. But don't do that on the first date. I mean, I think that's a little too much. It's a little coming on a little bit too strong. If you've been dating a few months, I can see that happening.
Sure.
But that's a little too much right off the bat.
So, Elizabeth, that's our 2 cents. Take it or leave it. But now you have some answers of why Trevor's not getting back to you. I wish you luck. Trevor, thanks for your time today. And say hi to your mom and sister for us.
Hey, Mom. Hey, sis.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good one.
All righty. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Well, and I think a lot of us are protective of our families, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here, and we are talking about the 7:15 second date update we just had between Elizabeth and Trevor. So, Elizabeth was very into Trevor. She reached out to us, very excited about going on a second date with Trevor. Trevor got on the phone with us and goes, she came on pretty strong. Not only did she blow my phone up with about 30 texts, she also Facebooked my mom and my sister. She saw them comment on something that he posted.
Just went in and started messaging him.
And said, yeah. And goes, hey, is Trevor okay? I haven't heard from him after one date.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Mom and sister are like, all right, who are you going out with?
Yeah, who is this? What's going on right now? All right, I want to get your responses right now. Samantha and Zephyr Hills, what do you think?
She's wacko. She's nuts.
Well, go on. Tell us why.
Because you don't do that when you first go on a date with somebody.
Yeah, it seems like it was way too soon, and she kind of was obsessed right out the gate.
Yeah.
Okay, Samantha, thanks for calling. Have a great day. Eric in St. Pete, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
Not too much. You want to hear what you think about this 7:15 second date update?
Yeah, so that is coming off awfully strong, man. Way too much. I dated a girl like that one time, and after the first date, she was going over to my ex-wife's house to take gifts to my kids.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it can get, like, way weird, way quick, man. That's just too much. I don't blame him for saying, no, I can't do this.
Oh, man, that's intense.
People need to tread very lightly when it comes to family and kids and all that kind of stuff. That's
and a first date?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't go for the gold, right?
No,
you know, on a first date, you kind of just kick back and learn about someone.
Yeah, for real, man. That's just, way too much.
All right, Eric, you have a great day, my friend.
Yeah, stay easy now.
All right, when you were dating your wife, Kevin, how long until you met her parents?
It was a couple of months.
Couple of months.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems appropriate.
Yeah.
And how long were you dating Paul before you met his parents?
Probably 6-7 months.
Yeah, I mean, you get to know each other, and then you get to meet the family, which I think is kind of cool because you get to go, all right, I know this guy or girl pretty well. Let's see where he got all this from. And then it's kind of a cool thing. But you overstep when you reach out. That is the decision of, in this case, Trevor, to be like, oh, yeah, I want you to meet my family, not reach out on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's a little scary, actually.
Yeah.
All right. If you missed it, it's going to be up on our Instagram page and our Facebook page in just a few. You can check it out if you missed the whole thing and get a little vibe from Elizabeth that she was pretty intense. All right, coming up next, your Zoo Tampa tickets on 99.5 QYK. Morning crew, it's 995 QYK. Love this game. It's called Know That Animal. Here's how it works. We got Alicia from Valrico. We got Brittany from St. Pete. Lana is going to describe an animal, and you're going to chime in with your name if you think you know what it is. And if you get it right, you'll get a point. You got to get 2 points to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, ladies, here we go. First animal.
This animal is found on every continent of the world except Antarctica. This animal does not have eyelids. It cannot bite their food, so they have to swallow it whole.
Alicia.
Alicia.
A turtle?
Not a turtle. All right.
This animal has flexible jaws, which allow them to eat their prey bigger than their head.
Brittany?
A snake?
A snake, that's right. Ooh, like it. All right, next animal. Here we go.
All right, this animal can be found at Zoo Tampa. There is one that is 39 years old named Ellie. In this family, the female always leads the family. There are two...
Brittany.
Elephant.
Oh, my. Wow. For the win. Look at you, Brittany. That's awesome.
I have so many more clues.
Way to go. All right, so check it out. Alicia, we're just going to play another one for fun. Brittany, we're going to play another one for fun, all right? But Brittany has one already. Here we go.
All right, this animal is good at climbing trees. They also can swim. They go from pink to white or pink to black. They have a lot of fans because they are so cute. They are very lazy. They eat and sleep pretty much all day.
Alicia. I don't know. I don't think they turn pink, but they're lazy, so sloth.
No, not a sloth. Brittany, you think you got it?
That was my guess.
Oh, a sloth. It was actually a panda.
Oh, I don't know. They turn pink.
Yeah, they can. Oh, I love it.
Did you know that they like to lick copper and iron, too?
I don't know where they're getting copper and iron, but do they work construction, too, is what? Panda.
Like, how do they find that out?
Google.
All right, check it out. Brittany, congratulations. You got a 4-pack of Zoo Tampa tickets.
Woo, thank you.
Not fair. Good job.
It's not fair. Alicia, we gave you a chance.
We'll have another chance tomorrow morning at 7:55. You can play again.
Yeah, and this afternoon at 4:40. Hey, Alicia, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. That's why it's our favorite game. You learn something. You get to hear zoo animals. And we didn't get to the clues that Kevin likes so much when it comes to the panda, which is, Kevin?
What? About the male panda?
The male panda does what?
He uses the facilities, using the restroom, by handstand.
Handstand on a tree.
On a tree.
On a tree.
Very talented.
Handstands on a tree.
Climbs up backwards on a tree.
It's an interesting way to go, but if you gotta go, you gotta go. No, if that's the way you gotta go, then that's fine with us.
I'm gonna try it this afternoon. See how it goes.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, my neighbors are gonna love it. Old Dominion, make it sweet right now. 985 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. That is Kane Brown. Cool again. Let's do this.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 995 QYK.
First of all, I got to call myself out. I made a mistake.
What?
Chris Stapleton does not have a new single coming out today. I've been talking about it all week, and it's next Thursday.
That's all good.
I need to get my eyes checked.
It would be worse if he said he doesn't have any new music coming out. But it's all good. We're just pushing it back a week.
Just pushing it back a week. So we will hear that next Thursday. Sorry about that. All right. Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Ryan Seacrest will all be back for the next season of American Idol. Those auditions for the show will start August 22nd. Luke Bryan talks about the future of American Idol.
Currently, I don't think it'll be in video land. I think there's a way that we can integrate video and actually be there. Let's just say the judges' table will probably be 6 feet apart.
It'll be different, but didn't they finish the last season like that? Because they did it all over Zoom or whatever it was. They did performances from their house. That'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll work out fine. All right, so Jay DeMarcus, he and his wife Allison, they are on a new show called DeMarcus Family Rules, which is on Netflix.
Is Jay DeMarcus?
From Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just want to make sure people knew who that was.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
You're right.
He's the one that's not singing, by the way. He plays bass and he's the producer of most of their songs, yeah. So he is really, really talented. But since they're not doing their farewell tour... Now, what are you going to do now?
Yeah. And they kind of get very personal on this TV show. And he thinks every married couple should have a marriage coach because it'll bring things to the surface that you don't realize are there.
Everybody just thinks because I'm a beauty queen.
World-renowned, Grammy Award-winning, very good-looking musician.
That everything's perfect. But let me assure you, we get plenty of things wrong.
One of us does.
I'll tell you what, he is a funny guy. Oh, I mean, if you've interviewed him or talked to him, he's very funny, so I'm interested on this.
Yeah, I want to definitely check out that show. And it's also interesting because Lauren Akins, who is married to Thomas Rhett, she has a new book out. It is called Live in Love. She also reveals that her life isn't always as perfect as it looks on social media. They do look like they have the perfect life, but apparently Lauren felt that she lost her identity when Thomas's success started to grow, and so they actually had to go back to therapy. She says they were not communicating correctly and they were not communicating clearly, and they really started to hurt one another, and now they are doing much, much better. So I mean Jay's saying it, Lauren and Thomas are saying it. I mean, sometimes couples just need to have somebody else to help them through the rough patches.
Yeah, you know, we see the success of these guys, but thinking about them being out on the road, they're having kids. It's a big adjustment when you start getting fame like that and, you know, whatever, all the things that come with that.
So quickly, Thomas rose to the top.
You can get off track real quick and forget about the important things in your life. So I think that's really cool that they're being super honest about it, because I think a lot of people, like you said, look at social media and go, oh,
so
that's
perfect.
What I want to be.
Yeah, you know? And it's not. So, again,
wait, hold on. What do you mean it's not?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying
it's not as perfect.
It's not as perfect.
But you
want to
be that way because those guys are awesome.
100%.
Just want to clarify.
All right. Her new book, Live in Love, if you want to check that out. All right. We love Florida boy Jake Owen. You know, he has had a lot of fun memories here growing up in Florida, and he recently talked about his childhood.
I spent a lot of time with my twin brother fishing and playing sports because, I mean, shoot, if you wanted to play football, tennis, golf, soccer, anything that you do outside. I mean, we were never indoors as kids. I mean, I never had shoes on. I was barefoot all the time.
He still doesn't wear shoes because he performs half the time barefoot on the stage. So kind of reminds us of that song we haven't heard in a little while, Barefoot Blue Jean Night. So let's go ahead and play that right now. A little reminiscing with Jake Owen. That is your Music Minute, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We're doing our Thursday 3. It's the top songs of the week that we are digging on, and we want to share them with you, and then we're going to let you pick which one you are digging on out of those three. We're going to start with Kevin. Kevin, what is your song for the week?
It's been out for a while, but I keep hearing it for some reason, so it was a sign. It was a sign that it was my song this week, and it's Florida Georgia Line, I Love My Country.
Yeah, I love my country.
I like it. All right, we got that one. Lana, what's yours this week?
I picked Brett Eldridge's new song called Gabrielle. It's about a song that the relationship didn't quite work out, and you kind of wonder what could have been if this could have been a big relationship. And Brett did admit that it is a true story in his life.
Brett Eldridge, Gabrielle.
Oh, was it your heart or mine? Was it just the wrong time, Gabrielle?
When that one comes on.
Good song. His voice is amazing, too. Jason Aldean, he is my pick of the week, and Got What I Got, which is a song that really did grow on me. I kind of started hearing it a lot, obviously, on 99.5 QYK, and I just think it's cool. Here it is.
When I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more. When I got what I got, girl, I don't.
I love that. Stop looking
good
backwards.
Song.
It's you and me now. We're moving forward. We're looking at the positive and the
not
potential.
Looking at the past.
Of our relationship. I love that. All right. We need someone to call us right now and tell us their pick out of those three. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
99.5.
All right, Diane's in St. Pete right now. We just did our Thursday three. We had Brett Eldridge, Gabrielle for Lana. That was her pick. We had Jason Aldean's Got What I Got. That was my pick. And Kevin's Florida Georgia Line, I Love My Country was his pick. Diane, out of those three, what do you think the best song was?
I'm going to have to go with Jason Aldean, I Got What I Got.
That's right. That's right, Diane.
Wow.
Made it you, sister.
Really?
Way to go. You have two really bummed out people in here and then one excited one, which is me.
Okay. Yeah, I love Jason Aldean, so I had to pick him.
I love it. We're going to play it for you right now, okay?
All right. I love your morning show, too, by the way.
We love you back, by the way.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Oh,
thanks so much.
All right. Coming up next, we are going to celebrate National Radio Day by embarrassing ourselves. You'll see what I'm talking about after Jason Aldean Got What I Got. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. And today is National Radio Day. And first off, we want to say thank you for listening to the radio, because if you didn't, we wouldn't have jobs.
That is correct.
That's the first part.
Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
But we wanted to embarrass ourselves a little bit, and you take it back and you think about when you first started in radio and how unpolished you were and maybe a little cheesy.
We call it green in the business.
Very green. So it was interesting for us to kind of go back and look for things. You said you dug through tapes all day.
Yesterday, I dug through cassettes. You don't even know what those are, JR.
I do.
And I had to pull out the old boombox and fast forward and rewind and try to find breaks, because I knew I had the cassette of the first time I was on the air at WHMH, which is in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I knew I had it. I just had to find it. And I just started going down memory lane, and I found a whole bunch of other stuff, too. It just was kind of fun for me yesterday.
So this is from your first shift.
My very first shift at WHMH, and I think this was 1997.
All right, here we go. This is Lana's first break on the air.
Now, it's
Rockin'
been
101, Minnesota's best rock. That's Tesla with Getting Better. Golden Earring before that. Also new rock from the Foo Fighters, from The Color and the Shape. It's Monkey Wrench. Well, good morning to you. This is Lana rocking with you in the Red House all morning long. And we have got tickets to give away all weekend. We gave away tickets to Slaughter. They're coming to the Delwyn Thursday, June 26th.
He's a rocker.
Keep listening, because you'll still have your chances to win the latest CD, Revolution, and tickets to the show. And everybody that won this weekend qualified to meet the band backstage. And our grand prize winner is going to be drawn today at noon with Peggy and Scott on Minnesota's number one concert connection. I've got rock on the way from Great White, also Outhouse, and that new rock from Helmet. But first, it's Rush from Test for Echo. It's called Driven on Rockin' 101.
Good Lord! How long are you going to talk there? How many things you're promoting?
Oh my gosh, you just keep going. I just kept going and going. But I just...
sounds so young. That is insane. Like, you just sound like a
25
kid.
Years ago, almost. Wow. You know, but
that is so cool.
But that's not bad for a first
airship. I don't think it's bad at all, by no means. Perfect. I don't know what happened to the music, but it was a great job. You promoted pretty much everything that ever happened in St. Cloud, so that was kind of cool.
Oh my gosh, that is so
funny. I gotta get Kevin on here. Sorry, buddy.
That stuff.
All right, Kevin, what's yours?
So this was from 2005, and I was just the producer, so I never have had an on-air shift here at 99.5 QYK.
Oh, we got to change that.
So I've never had it, so I was just the producer, so we were doing a segment, and they were on a remote, and I was given all sorts of crap back here at the radio station about something that happened to me. And this, they brought me on the air, and this is what it was.
Is this with Dave McKay?
It is not. It's with Cletus T. Judd.
All right, Cletus T. Judd. Okay, here we go. Let's check this out. Kevin.
Well, yesterday was a long day. I didn't get to take a nap, and I have an English class on Wednesday nights. It starts at 7 and goes to like 9:30.
No nappy nap.
So halfway through the class, I was kind of dozing off, and I wanted a caffeine beverage. So yeah. I went out to the vending machine, went to my car, got a dollar out of the quarters, put it in the vending machine, and there was no Cokes in both of the vending machines. And not only there was no Cokes, no nothing, it took my dollar. And I couldn't get my dollar back. So I was kind of upset about it.
All over a dollar.
Hey, back then, that was a lot of money.
That was a lot of money.
And the content right there. Unbelievable.
I know. It was pretty crazy.
Love it, man.
I was not on the air much, you could tell.
No. Your voice is pretty similar to what it is now. I heard a couple parts where it sounded a little bit younger, but that was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, this is in San Diego, where I started in radio, and I was on a top 40 station introducing Flo Rida, or coming out of Flo Rida, and a woman called me to ask a certain question, and this is me right here.
Flo Rida, low, what's your question?
Apple bottom jeans.
And her butt looks like an apple.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Channel 933. That was worse than the birds and bees talk.
That is not you.
I
swear it's me.
No way.
It's not.
Channel 933 in San Diego. That's right. That was me.
Man.
Yeah.
When was that?
That was probably 2010, but that was like, I had been in it for like 5 years. Okay. In radio for like 5 years, and I still was that bad.
Where is the CD that you had of your very first radio show?
It's at home. Mm-hmm. I forgot, but that was I found that on. But I found that on YouTube.
That's pretty good.
It doesn't sound like you at all. That was me.
It's amazing how much we change and our voices change.
Thank God. Thank God we changed.
Throughout all of the years in radio. But yeah, that's kind of fun stuff to listen to.
It's cringeworthy, though. If you know, from all the coaching we've probably had since then, it's just like, ooh. But when you first did that shift, you're like, man, I got it. And then you listen back now and you're like, what was I doing?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
anyway.
I said that all day yesterday.
What's going on right now?
What did I say?
Yeah. Lana was a different person back then. Let's just put it that way. She was on a rock station having a great time back in Minnesota.
Too much fun.
All right. Well, that's our way of just celebrating National Radio Day. But again, it's about you. Thank you for listening and being part of the QYK family. An I Feel Good story. There is a little guy, 12 years old, who wants to be a DJ. And we're going to give him a little shout out coming up next. We got a phone call this morning from a guy named Rick saying, hey, can you give my son a shout out? It is National Radio Day today, so it seems perfect to do this because 12-year-old Andy wants to be in radio. He wants to be a DJ.
Aww.
Now, Rick said he thinks Lana is the funniest person ever.
I love this kid.
Yeah. And he loves our show. Ever.
Uh-huh. Even that's more funny, like Jerry Seinfeld and everything. Wow, that's high praise.
Lana's right.
Apparently I'm pretty funny.
Yeah, we all think you're funny. So, Andy, you're 12 years old. We tried to call you because we wanted to put you on the air, but we couldn't get a hold of you, probably getting ready for school or something like that. But anyway, thanks, brother, for listening to us, dude. And shout out to your dad, Rick, who called us, and your mom, Heather. And we hope you do get into radio. And maybe when all this COVID stuff is up, we can have you in to hang out with us for a little bit. But
yeah, do a tour of the radio station.
Yeah. This I Feel Good story makes us feel good because we get to talk to you guys every day and you guys make us a part of your day and we appreciate it. So, Andy.
Yes.
Get into radio, man. Follow your dreams. And if you just heard us play our first ever air checks, you know that you don't have to be that good.
No, that's true.
All right.
Really takes not much.
It's Jordan Davis, Slow Dance in a Parking Lot at 99.5 QYK. Thanks for having us on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. I called a buddy the other day, Lana, and I was like, you know who our producer is? I go, you know Kevin?
Kevin.
He is. And the guy, my buddy goes, are you talking about the 22-year veteran? ACM CMA winner? And I go, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
He goes, you work with him every day? You've met him? I go, met him? I know him. I got his number on my phone.
Whoa.
He was shocked. He was like,
did you tell him that you guys text back and forth sometimes too?
I actually showed our text thread. I was like, look, see, we text and stuff like that. He goes, you text with that guy? That guy's like the biggest name in radio. And I was like, I know. We are so lucky to have him. And that's why he has our trending in Tampa Bay. Kevin, tell us all about it.
Well, happy National Radio Day to all you fine folks out there. So.
Can you give my buddy Zach a shout out? I mean, he would just love
it. Zach is coming from your biggest fan.
There you go.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
All right, back to business.
Thanks for listening. The Tampa Bay Lightning, they beat the Blue Jackets 5-4 yesterday, and they're moving on to the next round of the playoffs. And this is how that game ended.
Orfisalo finds Savard. Out of the reach of Gavrikov in front, points him off, he scores! Brayden Point has won the series for the Lightning! 5-4 in overtime! Brayden Point scores at 5:12 of the first overtime. John Cooper in Tampa Bay moving on in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, buddy!
Woo-hoo.
So, who will the Bolts play in the next round? It's not set yet. It will most likely be the Boston Bruins, though. The playoffs will be reseeded in the next round. Tampa Bay number 2, Boston's number 4. So the Flyers, who are the number 1 seed, are leading their series currently. So if they win, they'll play the lowest seed. And the Islanders are also winning their series. So if they win, it'll be Islanders, Flyers, Bolts, and Bruins. But we don't know yet. Those series are still going on. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Yankees 4-2 last night. Tampa Bay sports on fire right now. Woo-hoo. Can the Bucs start playing, please? They have won 4 games in a row, and they've won 10 of their last 11 games. So they are on fire. They go for the sweep today against the Yankees at 105. And the Rays are only half game out of first place. If they win today, they are in first place.
Wow.
So let's go Rays. And finally, AMC Theaters is opening back up with 15 cent, not dollars, cent movies. That's starting today. The movie theaters in the Tampa Bay area that will be open: AMC West Shore 14 in Tampa, High Woods 20 in Tampa, Veterans 24 in Tampa, Woodlands Square 20 in Oldsmar, and Regency Square in Brandon. Some of the movies, part of the deal, the 15 cent deal: The Empire Strikes Back, Ghostbusters, Black Panther, Back to the Future, and Grease. They will operate at reduced capacity, and everyone will be required to wear a mask. They'll also block off certain seats inside the theater, and employees will clean the theater in between shows while offering sanitizer to customers. So if you're looking for something to do, 15-cent movies starting at AMC in the Tampa Bay area today. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Rays, let's take over first place. Let's go.
I love it. There he is. That's why he's the best, Lana. I mean,
and Zach,
nobody can do it like Kevin.
And Zach, hello, good morning.
Thank you for giving my friend a shout out. He's probably freaking out in his car right now.
Gotta be.
Yeah. This is big time. So thank you, Kevin, for being here every day and just making us all look good.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome.
National Radio Day, and you got to recognize a guy like that.
Yes.
I think it's also Kevin Day in Tampa Bay as well.
Is it?
Yeah. So they've declared that on National Radio Day since you are a star. So
thank you.
Yeah. Did I make that up, Lana?
No.
No, okay. I just wanted to confirm
it's
that.
It's on the internet.
Everything's real.
Yeah, everything's real. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin, and thank you so much for listening today, especially on National Radio Day. It's a cool day in our lives, but it wouldn't be possible without you. So thank you for listening every single day.
To the radio.
Correct.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening. In your personal lives and the radio. All right. All right, Kevin, what was your favorite part of the show?
I think hearing those air checks, that was fantastic.
Our first shifts on the air.
It still doesn't sound like you. So if you missed it, you can always go to the podcast and listen to this. Please go. I can't understand how that's your voice.
I can't understand how I made it in the business. Good Lord. I'm going to actually make a video, too. I'll put it up on the Facebook page. Give me like 10 minutes and I'll throw it out there for you.
Well, and when you showed me the video of you doing some television work as well on Nickelodeon, sure, that didn't sound like you either. So I think you're finally growing up and your voice is maturing now that you're in your mid-30s.
Congrats. I hit puberty at probably 27.
Ooh, so awesome.
It's pretty nice. Yeah,
it's pretty good for you.
Lana, what was your favorite part of the show?
I don't know. The second date update was pretty good today. I still have listeners texting me about it. She was a little crazy and
we got a little personal, too quick.
Yeah.
A little much.
Forcing stuff quite a bit. You can hear that up on our Facebook page or our Instagram page. And again, thank you so much. My favorite part was getting to say hi to Andy. Andy's 12 years old. He wants to be a radio DJ. What a perfect time to say, hey, man, you can do it. It's National Radio Day. And so, Andy, you're 12 years old, buddy. Rick and Heather are his parents. Good luck, brother. If you need help from us, we got you, Andy. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.